This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Now, joining us live in the studio now, she is the former X Factor babe. She is Australia's best DJ, fitness model champion. I don't know, is there anything this woman hasn't done? Have you been to Mars? Did you invent the toaster?
Man, what an intro. I feel kind of special.
Well, you are special.
You are our very first live in studio guest.
Oh, popping my cherry. Again, this is twice you've popped my cherry.
I know, I'm very proud because... Oh, hello.
Does the cherry grow back?
Let's just put it out to the people. The people's cherry. You can vote on it.
SMS in.
Ginny and Kitty Cat, so it's Kitty Gin. Or Gin Cat.
I was thinking Gin Cat. I like Gin Cat.
Gin Cat's good. It sounds like a nice little drink that you get on a summer's night.
Let's make
No, I love confusing bartenders by just going into bars and making up random cocktails. So I'm going to do that Friday night. Go, yeah, can I get a Gin Cat? Hold the lemon.
I dares you. And put a video up.
I will.
I am the lemon in the Gin Cat, clearly.
Yeah. Hold the lemon.
Do you know what a lemon is, Kitty Cat? I'm going to teach you on your lesbian terms.
Yeah.
A lemon is a lesbian.
Yeah, I know. We used to say it in primary school.
Oh, did we? We go to primary school together.
Oh, my God. You're such a lemon.
Pretty much.
Now, Kitty Cat, X Factor's really, kind of taking you to a few reigns because you were kicking it up there. You got the top 12 in the over...
Whoa. Don't go over 30s. It's called over 24s.
Over 20, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's only 24 and a half, Jim.
I just scraped into that category.
Well, I was going to say, before X Factor, you know, I knew you before X Factor. You actually joined me a few times here on Joy. You know how long it took me to get the age out of her?
Oh, never. Who asked that?
Never. I didn't actually ask her.
TV
producers asked her. So rude. She was public about it on air. So congratulations for coming out for your
age. I actually feel really comfortable now saying that I'm 33. I'm not, like, choking in my throat when I say
it. You don't look 33, that's for sure.
Props, love to you.
You don't act 33 either.
Wearing her snapback and runners today. Yeah, no, I don't.
Ow, ladies.
So what's it been like for you since X Factor? Has it been like people are starting to recognise you and dress like you? Because I noticed a good thing that you did on your hair.
Yes!
Like, Kitty Cat has a shaved lesbian haircut, the lesbian undercut, which kind of confused a few girls when she went out partying.
It did!
So X Factor, I saw the fashion starting to...
But I had to jizz it up, you know. I don't know if jazz, not
dear
jizz,
Lord.
Jazz.
It's only 8:21 in the morning, DJ Kitty Cat.
You say this to me at the afternoon show. It's not that time. But anyway, so I used to put diamonds and everything through my hair, and it's quite funny because now I'm watching X Factor. They've taken a contestant, shaved half her head off, and stuck diamonds on her too.
So that's your look.
It's my look.
You should send them a tweet saying, you're welcome.
I want to, but it's a compliment, I guess.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This is Ginny and Adam on Rise Up on Wednesday morning. Joining us in the studio, special guest DJ Kitty Cat. Kitty Cat, you're still with us?
Still here.
You were running around. How are you feeling after that jog?
My heart rate's up, but I like it there.
Speaking of your heart rate being up, you quite the fitness model champion. You've how many titles have you cleared this year? 3, 4, 5?
I'd rather not say.
You're
but
right.
It's been a few.
As she says so calmly, as she pulls out all the trophies from her bag.
just 400 here. Oh.
No.
I can't even find my iPad now. I have to move these medals out of the way.
I've got to ask you. So you're a singer, you're a DJ, you're obviously very committed to your bodybuilding diet.
Oh my God, love
How
it.
How on earth do you commit to such discipline of your eating diet plan and have everything else around you?
I just feel better when I eat well. When I eat clean, everything in my life is better. I've got so much more energy and I need a lot of energy for what I do.
Absolutely. Because you're like up early training.
I'm up early training, but then, you know, I might finish DJing at 2, 3 in the morning and I'll go train then as well.
Wow.
Yeah, till 4, 5.
With your headphones on?
For shizzle.
For shizzle.
Always, you got to have good tunes. That's what gets you through. It makes your sets even better.
So after you finish DJing, you're straight to the gym?
Yeah.
You obviously change clothes because that would be quite funny watching you drag your DJ
dress. Honestly, though, if you check my Instagram, DJKittyCat_AUS, I am in gym clothes even when I DJ. I just feel like they can go anywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
You take barbells with you to the gigs and while it's going, it's like, here's the next track and then up you go.
I reckon people would throw things at me if I did that.
And I was like, look, she's flexing. Oh, check out her muscles. Oh, there's a tap there. Oh, there's something.
Yeah, because and I imagine that you're in there saying, and you know, and it's pumping, and it's pumping. Give me 50. Give me 50. You know, off you go.
If there's any advice you could pass on to people who make excuses, let's say, for not going to the gym, what is it?
I don't like excuses. That's lame. No, seriously, you feel so much better when you're doing something, and you can make excuses or you can make it happen. And for me, I would much rather make it happen. I'd much rather get up every single day, look in the mirror and love what I'm seeing rather than hating it.
Well, you do look fantastic. So what you're doing is kick-ass, girlfriend.
Girlfriend! I'm loving it. So I'm off, just been selected to go and compete in Vegas now for fitness modelling. So I'm really excited about that. That's 5 weeks away. Have never been to America. Have never been to Vegas.
Make sure you get your passport.
Done.
Visa.
Done.
Gym accessories.
Done.
Beats.
Beats, no. I've got my own tunes. Do you mean Beats headphones?
No, I mean like your own tunes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, always got that.
A photo of Jimmy Adam.
Yeah,
that's what you need in a frame and for your bedside.
I actually have taken some video footage today, and I'm going to watch that on that million-hour flight.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You'll love it. You're going to rock Vegas.
I have like 4 transfers. It's ridiculous.
4 transfers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, but that's okay, because I can't sit for very long, so it's probably a good thing.
Are you doing the cheap flight from here to Vietnam, Vietnam to China, China to Canada, Canada down to US?
I'm going to see the world!
On that one trip. Now, Giddy Gat, we've had a text through from Such who said that he'd like to hear Clarity because he's stuck in the Monash freeway traffic. Can you give him a line?
I'd like to hear it too, but it's not. Sorry about the traffic.
Yes, we'll get to the traffic later. Hello also to, we've got a few messages in. Hello to Jam.
To Jam. We're not celebrities, but I'm Cam and my partner is John. That makes us the Jam.
That's
I love
cute.
It.
That is gorgeous. And they are members too. You could be in the running to win the DVD of the week, which is Skins.
It is the complete 6th season, I believe. That's a bit of a 6th season.
I'm so confused. This whole time I thought you're talking about Skins, what people wear to the gym, which why that's why I've been bagging it
I'm
out.
Because I'm like, why is she going on these tangents about bagging men out wearing Skins? I'm like, okay, because she goes off on tangents naturally. So I'm like, oh, okay, Kitty Cat, that's cool. These men wearing Skins are great, more Skins. I'm like, what are you saying?
So confused.
So what's coming up for you this year, Kitty Cat?
This year, so Vegas, first of all, lots of DJing. What are you doing? Someone's gesturing at me. I don't know what that means.
Didn't have Vegas. Fine.
And even better, it's going to be my birthday after the competition and I'll still be in Vegas.
Uh-oh, you know what that means.
Oh, popping cherries.
Hangover 4.
Yes! I'm so excited.
Popping cherries.
I know.
You haven't popped a cherry enough here.
I know. Joy is where we pop it. Pop it and lack it.
Make sure you follow DJ Kitty Cat at DJ Kitty Cat _ Oz on Instagram and DJ Kitty
AUS.
Cat. AUS. And DJ Kitty Cat on Facebook. DJ Kitty Cat, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This was fun. Let's do this again.
Okay.
Do you want to come back again?
For sure. Though.
And when you do, can you bring some dough? Because you're a rich girl. Get it?
Get it.
Oh, snap.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.